I'm with a young lady that's prestigious with 4-H here in Missouri. She's the state president, Heather Snow. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. You said you're from Boone County. Now, do you live on a farm or are you in town?
Yes, sir, I do. We raise pigs.
We're at the Beef Association, but I always go to the Pork Expo. That's coming up next month. You'll probably be there as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about your 4-H career before you became president, and then we'll talk about being president.
Yeah, of course. So I started 4-H when I was 9. I started at the club level and doing some things there. I really enjoyed sewing and livestock projects and things like that, and it kind of blossomed from there. I'm really active as a camp counselor, and I got this position as regional rep and started attending other regional and state events, and then eventually I got to go to National Congress, which is one of the biggest national 4-H events that we have. And this summer I actually did a 4-H international exchange to Costa Rica. So I was there for a month.
Oh, wow.
And I got to participate in their 4-H program there. And that was probably the highlight of my 4-H career before stepping into this role. So
the national conference, was that in Atlanta?
Yes,
that's what I thought. Okay, you're here representing 4-H today, you and some other young people. What have been some of the duties you've had to do, and what are some of the upcoming things you'll be involved with as president?
So here we're just doing whatever they need us to do, just being extra hands wherever they need us. But in the future, we're just looking for any events that we can represent 4-H at, particularly in agriculture, but also in any other sectors that we can show our faces and really expand other people's knowledge of 4-H.
I visit with Chris Chen quite often, our director of agriculture for Missouri. One thing we both agree on is if you go to any event involved with agriculture, you're going to see some green shirts or green jackets there, and you're going to see some blue corduroy jackets. FFA and 4-H, they're always ready, willing, and able to help wherever they're needed, right?
Yes, sir, and we're happy to be here. It's been a really rewarding experience for my whole family, I think.
Well, you're probably familiar with the Swine Pavilion on Missouri State Fairgrounds, aren't you? I'm sure you've shown there several times.
Yes, sir. We spend a little bit of our summer every year there, and it's one of our favorite parts of the summer, for sure.
It amazes me, some of the young people you see there, the little ones that are clover kids, they're showing their hogs, you know, and boy, they know just where to go, just how to lead them and guide them in there. And same way with you, it really takes a lot of hard work. I'm sure you feel like it's worth it, right?
Yes, definitely. I think that being in 4-H and especially raising and showing livestock has taught me a lot about myself and just the world in general, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It's been a really great experience, for sure.
Where do you go to school, Heather?
I'm at Mizzou this year. I'm a freshman studying animal sciences and Spanish.
That was my next question. Are you going to stay involved with agriculture? It sounds like yes, you definitely will be.
Yes, sir. I've found my love for agriculture through 4-H, so I'll be here.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.